If we talk about the larger part of the country, which resides in the our villages or small town.
Yeah.
Still 65-70% of the population is in villages. So the children there in the villages doesn't have that kind of opportunity. Whether it is Balwadi or Anganwadi, they don't serve as early childhood education center. They serve as midday meal centers only. So whatever learning is happening during the age up to the age of 6 years in the cities, that is not that opportunity is not extended to the children in the villages. So now, as this is a mandatory part of the education, now every child has the right to go for early childhood education. So this is the magic what is we can see in the coming years when the national education policy will be in effect from the next session.
Welcome to the Learning Circle, the ultimate video podcast for educators and parents who want to unleash the full potential of children. Join us as we explore the fascinating world of learning with the help of thought leaders who will share their knowledge and stories with us. This is your host, Kavleen Kaur, and I'm excited to take you on this journey. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and entertained. Good morning, everyone. Today we have with us Dr. S.K. Rathore, Founder, Director and MD of Sanford Group of Schools. He started his first preschool in 1999 and his vision to establish a unique learning system for the preschoolers made him travel to several countries to understand and explore different preschool education systems. Dr. S.K. Rathore has been decorated with Entrepreneur of the Year Award for his contribution in the field of education. He has also been awarded as the most successful educationist in early childhood education. It's an honor to have you here with us, sir, today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kavleen, for inviting me on your podcast. It's my pleasure, and I'm always happy to share my experience, what I have learned during my almost 23-24 years of the work in the field of school education. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Right, sir. So, as you said, sir, you have a lot of experience in the school education sphere, and especially in the foundational year. So we will start with that. And I would like your views on how NEP 2020 redefines the role and importance of the foundational years in the education system. And what specific improvement does it suggest in this sphere?
If we talk about the foundational years of the child or early childhood education, what we basically says, so this is the time when child learn everything, every small thing. Every day you find a new changes in the habit and skills set of the child during the age up to 6 years. So early childhood education in the developed countries is happening for last so many decades, and it is mandatory part of the formal education system earlier there. Now it is first time is a part of formal education system in our country. One thing. Second, see, early childhood education or foundational education is happening in India also for last more than 30 years, but it was not mandated by government. So it was the choice of the parent. If they wanted to send their child to the preschool, they can. If they don't want to send, they can send their child directly to the grade one. But the important years were missing in the previous system. Now it is now the government has put much of its stress in early childhood education in National Education Policy 2020, which is a very, very good approach of the government for the development of a human being.
Right. So, as you said, the early childhood years are very important for learning, and traditionally, we in our country, there has been lesser focus on that. And fortunately, NEP brings back that focus on early childhood education. So, apart from this stress that this focus that it should be mandatory. What other aspects of NEP do you think supports this early childhood education?
See, as I said earlier, it was the choice of the parents. Now there is no choice with the parent whether they wanted to send their child to preschool or early year education or not. Now every child of the country between the age of 3 to 6 years has to go for early childhood education. One thing. Second thing, see, before the implementation of NEP 2020, the early childhood education is was limited, still it is limited to metros, big cities, to the families where it is a need, basically, where the husband and wife both are working. Nuclear families are there. That is their need to send their children for early childhood education or preschool education. If we talk about the larger part of the country, which resides in the our villages or small town, still 65-70% of the population is in villages. So the children there in the villages doesn't have that kind of opportunity. Whether it is Balwadi or Anganwadi, they don't serve as early childhood education center. They serve as midday meal centers only. So whatever learning is happening during the age up to the age of 6 years in the cities, that is not that opportunity is not extended to the children in the villages. So now, as this is a mandatory part of the education, now every child has the right to go for early childhood education. So this is the magic what is we can see in the coming years when the national education policy will be in effect from the next session. So I think now the children from the villages will also be that much smarter what we have children in the cities. So this is the opportunity which is coming to their way.
Right. And this is, the way things should be. But given the long history, the mindset that is prevalent in, like you said, 60-70% of our population is still in villages. So do you foresee some challenges in implementation of this policy? And what, according to you, would be the best way to overcome these challenges so that we have the policy, but the children actually gain from that implementation?
See, this is a government job to make the policies, basically. So central government have done what they were supposed to do. They have made it the mandatory part of the school education system, one thing. Second, now this is the role of the education department. Central Education Department, Ministry of Education, then the State Education Department, then the State Government and the State Education Department. And the people who are into the system, whether it is private players or the public players, basically. So if we talk about the early childhood education, it is already happening. As you know, it is already happening in private preschools. If we talk about government system, it was not there. Now, on very large scale, every state is going for the teacher training for their Balwadi or Anganwadi workers, basically. So now I have been talking to many state government peoples. So everybody is looking for the trainers, basically. So people who like us, who are already into this field for more than 20-25 years, they have wholeheartedly extended their services to the village people or the preschools or Anganwadis, which are not capable till now to deliver the quality early childhood education. So now this is the role of every person of the society, whether it is in the field of early childhood education, whether it is private player or the government employee, to deliver quality education and make an ecosystem, basically. We have to make an ecosystem which can deliver the quality early childhood education in the rural area. So cities and cities with already ho raha hai.
Right.
We are already, this is already happening. In the cities also, we can divide it into two parts. One is the, people who can afford, private preschools, and the people who are from the less privileged section of the society who cannot afford to send their children to the private schools. Again, for them, many private schools have extended their services to the government Anganwadis to train their teachers or to deploy their teachers in the Anganwadis for certain period of time. So everybody has to work together, then only this can be implemented. One thing. Second thing, the challenges, whenever any new policies come into picture, lots of challenges we can see every time, because it's a very, very large, populated country. So 65% or more than 65% of the population is, below the age of 30 years. So we have to teach crore and crore children, or we have to bring rather, I can say rightly, we have to bring several crores of the children into preschool education system.
Right.
So this is not a, one day or overnight job. It will take at least a decade to make it completely happen. If that too, if everybody will come together and deliver it in the right way.
Right. That is a very key message, sir, that we have to bring so many children into this formal education system. The first challenge is to bring them, giving the education, quality education and all that would happen once they are into the system. And you rightly said that every person has to become part of the system so that an ecosystem can be created. And I think that is the message, your message to all your colleagues in the education system, both private and public, to join hands to enable the rural systems which have not been exposed to such education practices till date. And yes, it would take us some time to see the results happening, but at least there has been a beginning. So that is a good part. And then you mentioned about the training, the teachers' training, the professional development of teachers, which is happening. So would you like to throw some light, share your views on what exactly is happening, what new things are happening in the teachers' training department, especially for the foundational years, looking forward to next year when the policy would actually be implemented? So how are we going about teaching our trainers?
See, this is a big challenge, or rather I can say this is the biggest challenge to implement, foundational education across the country. Because before there was no such kind of training happening for the, preschool teachers. Only private players were there. People like us has to appoint the teachers or graduate girls and train them. We train them so that we can they can implement our system into the classroom. Basically, this is the biggest challenge for government and the society, because if we talk about again cities, A grade, B grade, C grade, till C grade cities, it is okay, we can train the teacher, we am trainable, we will have trainable people who can be trained basically. But challenge is, if we talk about the villages, It is very difficult as on today. It is very difficult to find out the girls, because in case of early childhood education, this is the responsibility on the shoulders of the girls only to deliver it in the classroom. So it is quite difficult to find out the trainable people out of them, so that we can train them and send them to the classroom to deliver, whether it is through Anganwadi or Balwadi or any private free schools. See, I have visited so many villages. We have started several schools in the rural area also recently. And I tell you, the kind of response we are getting in the rural area is much, much better than what we are getting in the metros today. Because everybody wanted to send their children for the quality education. But this challenge we are facing in our schools also. Though we give good salary, though we have complete training department in our organization, we deliver physical training, we can deliver, you know, digital training, everything, all the system we have in place in my organization, still it is a problem, because in villages it is a taboo for the girls to come out from the home. In many of the villages, their parents don't want to send them for the, you know, job. So lots of challenges in finding out teachers, in finding out the girls who can be trained, and is a big problem. I think with the time it will improve. So we have to educate the parent of the girls who we wanted to employ first.
Right.
Then we have to train them to make them as a teacher of the early childhood education center. So lots of challenges we have to face for another couple of years. But definitely the way I am seeing this positively, I think this is going to change everything in the school education system in coming years.
Yes. And like you mentioned, that even though, you know, a person may be working on the early childhood education, but there is a need to address the larger social fabric, the social norms that we have there, so that we can get enough people associated, enough people into this ecosystem. So a lot of mind shift also required there to enable actual implementation of childhood education. And you also mentioned that you take help of digital training also. So I think technology would be playing a very vital role in professional development of teachers now, especially for the rural areas where it may not be possible to keep on sending trainers every time. So technology can play a role, and also that would lead to more assimilation of technology in these rural areas also. So what are your views on how technology is being used, how it would continue to play an important role?
See, I think four or five years back, I used to say in the workshop, parenting workshop, see, keep your children away from the technology. Don't allow the child to watch TV for a long time, not more than half an hour. Don't give mobile to the children. Don't give them laptop. Don't give them tablets. But now I advocate, give them mobiles, but with the restriction and with the limited period of time. Give them tablets. Allow them to watch the TV, but what content they has to watch, you have to, you know, monitor it. You have to filter it out. So now you cannot keep the children away from the technology, because the kind of role technology has played during the pandemic, COVID, everybody have seen the importance of technology, specifically in the education sector. See, if in India the year were not declared 0 years, 2021 and 21-22, just because technology, we have adapted technology so fast in education system. Otherwise, bachcho ke 2 saal barbaad hone the. So now, if I talk about the how the technology will help in delivering the quality education in rural India or in the teachers training, so I tell you, see, in my system, we have introduced digital classrooms in preschool also. So in digital classroom, what because we are going to, as I told you, we are going to villages now. We are opening our schools into very, very small towns, or, you know, you can say some kasbas or villages. In that case, as we don't find girls who are good in teaching or good in English or not that of that much of level what we wanted, even after giving them trainings, so we can use them facilitator basically. So all the digital content we have, we deliver content from here, they facilitate in the classroom. So this is not restricted to the preschool only. If we jab main digital classroom or facilitation ki baat karta hu, then it is for the complete from preschool to grade 12. So if you don't find as we don't find good teachers in the rural area, then we can use them as facilitator. You can now lots of content is available in the market. Many good edtech companies are there. So unka content use karke, we can deliver content from here and they can facilitate, because whatever is running on the smart board or on the interactive TV screen, they can explain there basically. So during the process, they learn themselves also.
Yes.
So over a period of time, they'll become good teacher, as I believe, and I have seen in many cases this happening also. So I think the delivery of digital content through the net in the classroom and facilitated by the teacher, what we have appointed and trained her or him up to a certain level, their skills, over a period of time, improves like anything. And the right kind of education is also happening at the same time in the classroom.
Yeah, that is a very good model, where we know that there are challenges of not having the right trainer, the right people to take up the ownership. But fortunately, we have access to all these technological advancements wherein we can use these and the content created for early childhood education to enable these less trained teachers also to carry on
yes.
their training. So that is a good model, and I understand that your group is has already deployed this model in some of the rural areas, and I hope that you are able to fine tune this model, and probably others can also use this model, because we can't really sit back and talk about the challenges and wait for two decades to get this system moving. So that is a good initiative.
See, I tell you, this is the time for collaboration, Kavli.
Yes.
See, whatever system I have, if it is useful to any other peaceful chain, I am open to invite them, and I can show them that aisa kuch nahi hai ki mere system mein hona chahiye aur kisi aur model mein nahi hona chahiye. So this is the, see, we all edupreneur, whatever you call edupreneur or educationist or school people, we all are working for the society basically. So we have to come together and find out the solution which is effectively implemented in the rural India or in the less privileged area. Because if I talk about the people who can afford, there was not a challenge before also, and there is no challenge right now also. But if we wanted to bring the children who are not a part of early childhood education system in the system, then we have to come together. All the people have to come together. Whatever bad best practices I am using, I can extend to other people. Whatever other people are using, I can adopt it. So this is the time for collaboration. Then only the this national education policy will be implemented in the rural part of the country.
That's a very empowering message, sir. Glad that you shared it. And I think all the other educationists who are listening to this and who must also be facing challenges, this is an open offer from you to, for them to come over. You are ready to share your knowledge and collaborate with them and gain their perspective also. So this is, a wonderful way to go forward to overcome the challenges that we all know are there, and which would not go away immediately, but would only need a lot of collaboration, out of the box thinking, use of technology, like you said, and collaboration to address these challenges. Now, coming to another aspect which NEP also recommends, and that is the use of the mother tongue in early childhood education, the regional language, the local language. So, what do you think is the significance of this? Of course, I understand that children are young kids are very well versed with their mother tongue. They may not know English or even our national language. So, that is a good initiative. I would like to know more about this initiative, how it helps, how there may be some challenges also. But overall, what is the benefit of this approach?
Whatever a child listens after the birth, it is stored in his or her mind basically. This is what early year science says.
Mm.
See, whatever we listen, we try to speak. See, if I am born in a Kannada family in Karnataka, so I used to listen Kannada language only. My mother will speak in Kannada language. My other family member, father and everybody will speak in Kannada language. So it comes naturally in my skill set, basically. It is not required to teach me. So if the education happening in the regional language, but we cannot ignore the use of English or use of Hindi, basically. So what I believe, if the education is happening in the mother tongue up to a certain level, not the whole education from pre-nursery to, you know, grade 12 or university education, up to certain level, if the education is happened in mother tongue, it is good for the child to understand. But parallelly, we have to shift the child from the mother tongue to the global languages, basically. See, I tell you, I am from UP. I am from Uttar Pradesh. So I am a product of a government school. I had my own studies in Delhi and in the government school also. In my school, till grade 10, the medium instruction was Hindi. But as soon as I entered into grade 11 and I took the science as subjects, so I have to study in English medium. So it was very difficult. Even today, I think in Hindi and I speak in English.
Yes, yes. That happens with all of us. We always think in our mother tongue, especially when we are doing some deep thinking or we may be agitated, then our thoughts always flow in our mother tongue.
Yes. So whatever language we think in, if you ask me to speak in that language, I think that podcast would be much, much, you know, interactive and better than any other, global language, right, like English. If we talk to any Kannada or any Marathi people, they will have good conversation in their own language rather than the, you know, English or any other language. So I think it for a child, it would be better to study up to a certain level in their mother tongue. But it's like simple, like tarika, what I have been, but what I have find out. One side of the, you know, book page should be in their mother tongue and other side in the English.
So they are getting both. They are getting both the languages.
So it can go parallel. So वो shift करने का जो problem जो मुझे 11th में आया था वो उस बच्चे को नहीं आएगा.
वो नहीं आएगा. That's true. But there is a challenge which I think maybe there, do we really have enough resources, enough books, enough videos in regional languages? Because I know English, we have, infinite number of resources we even take from other countries. But when it comes to regional languages, especially like languages like maybe Himachali, which is not so prevalent, do we have resources or are these resources being created as we speak?
I think I strongly believe the creation of content in any regional language is much, much easier than creating content in, you know, for the people residing in that particular region, for creating content in English language or Hindi language. So I believe if you go to see, we, as our exposure is very, very much limited to the major cities of any state. If we talk about Kannada, Bangalore jayenge, hum wahan se Bangalore se wapas aa jayenge, ya Mysore jayenge, wahan se aa jayenge, Bangalore jayenge, wahan se aa jayenge. If you go to small town, not villages, you go to small towns of Karnataka, you go to small towns of Maharashtra, you go to small towns of Kerala, C-grade cities rather, B-grade city, you will find most of the people speaking in their regional language. And even the educationists also, even the government officials also, even the businessmen also. So if everybody is speaking in their regional language, it means they must be having some literature with them. Without literature, wo kahan se seekh paaye hain itna content, kahan se aaya unke paas mein. I think creation of content, whether it is in the form of books, text content, or audio or video content, it is not a very difficult task for any regional educationist who is there in that particular state. Yes, it will take, because it is an additional work now, so it will take some time, but it's not so difficult task. I think in a year or so it will happen.
Yeah, and given the benefits of having education in the regional language, I think it is good to make that much of extra effort to create the content whenever required. And like you said, it is easier to create content in that language.
Yeah. So I tell you, in many of the states, see, we have branches in Karnataka also. So in Karnataka, not today, not year before, for last 10, 12 years, we have to, you know, give them some Kannad book also. We have to prescribe them Kannad book also.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I believe the publishers, regional publisher there must be having content, enough content so that they can immediately implement from the next session.
Right. And sir, another aspect of early childhood education that NEP recommends, and also there is a lot of global focus, is play-based or activity-based learning. I understand that your group of school is already implementing that. Do you feel a need for this practice or these activities which are there to be translated into regional languages, or there is a possibility of even picking up regional activities and including them in the curriculum?
See, I had a meeting of my franchisee yesterday itself. So I was with many of my franchisees. See, I was talking to them. See, before 20 years, 25 years before, when we started thinking of coming out with our brand and our preschools, basically. So first we started preschool, then after 9-10 years, we come out as a brand to expand with the franchise model. So now, see, when my children were growing up, when they were in the age of that particular bracket, early childhood education wala jo bracket hai. So at that time, some hand tools were there. Jo abhi, now you have many beautified toys, but that time handcrafted toys were there.
Right.
Hai na? So now again we are going back to that time basically. Now people are, scientific research says you should keep children very close to the nature. If you wanted to see good, you know, educational outcome, then you should keep children neutral colors, then you know, no electrical toys and all soft toys and wooden toys and this and that. So I tell you, if we talk about the regions, so when I visit to any small village of any part of the country, whether it is a Jammu Kashmir or Himachal or South, still in the small town, they use those kind of things. And now we preschool chains like us, we are again adopting what my children have used in their childhood, basically. So if we talk about the activity oriented or play-based, you know, learning, we are doing it for more than 23-24 years, and many of the preschool chains are doing that. That is the only way to make the children of that age to understand. You cannot teach on the whiteboard or blackboard or a screen. That is, you know, that is you can say that is additional tool what you can use to make them understand. Otherwise, the children will learn during the play only. So you have to create the activities accordingly. You have to design your preschool accordingly so that children will come and play. See, if you teach them, they'll not come to your school.
Yeah.
If you ask them to come and play and go home, they'll every day they'll try to come to the school. So this is the environment what we have created. This is the environment what everybody have to create it if they wanted to give good early childhood education in their centers, basically. So playway methodology is the only way to make the children happily learning, basically.
Yes.
And it should not be stressful.
Yeah. And that's a way to actually address the challenge of children not coming to these schools, especially in the rural sectors. if the child is interested in learning and wants to go, then I think the parents would also understand that yes, the child is gaining something and is also busy for a few hours, and they'll be motivated to send their rewards to the school. So of course, Playway method is good. Like you said, additionally, we can use technology to impart the lessons, but fundamentally there has to be Playway. They have to be working with their hands, and
we have to create role models for them. See, if you visit my school, you will find many role play models what we have created. If you are into any profession for so long, then you will find out some difficulties. Then if you face some difficulty, you will find out the solution. So hum to sote jagte uthte baithte ghumte firte keval bachcho ke bare mein hi sochte hain.
Right.
But when you think so deeply about these children, then definitely you will every day you will find some new things ki ye aur karenge to shayad isse ye acha result aayega, and child will like it also.
एंड आपका जैसा मैसेज है कि एक बार ही आपने कुछ नया फाइंड आउट किया तो वो आप कोलैबोरेट करके बाकी सबसे भी शेयर करें. सो इट विल कीप ऑन स्प्रेडिंग बिकॉज आई एम श्योर एवरीवेयर एवरीबडी इज फेसिंग मोर और लेस सिमिलर चैलेंजेस. देयर मे बी सम यूनिक वंस ऑल्सो, बट द सेम कॉमन चैलेंजेस कैन बी एड्रेस्ड बाय अ कोलैबोरेटिव अप्रोच वेयर इन यू नो पीपल लाइक यू आर विलिंग टू share their knowledge, share their resources, share even the content with others to overcome these challenges. So I think when we have this sort of collaborative mindset, I think implementation of NEP would definitely take time, but definitely we are going to see results much quicker than would otherwise be possible.
Yes.
So that is good that, you know, I had this opportunity to talk to you, and also hope that we can spread your message across to other educators.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So that
I tell you, I have a couple of friends from who are founders of other national preschool chains also. So they keep on visiting my schools. I go to their cities, I visit their school, and first time, it happened in other preschools, the franchise meet, they have invited me and asked me to deliver some talk, and we have invited them to come and join us in our franchise meet. So this is the kind of collaboration is now starting happening. This is the initial very initial stage, but I think this is a good move in the industry. We should speak, we should discuss, we should find out the we should address the problem, we should find out the solution and implement in our own system, in our own way, basically.
Right. I think dialogue is the first way to actually address any problem, any challenge. So opening of dialogues, you know, this podcast is also my attempt to open dialogues in the education sector about the challenges that are being faced, and also the good practices which people are already following and how to spread those practices across. So now coming back to this, NEP would be implemented from next year, and already there is a lot of discussion in the educational sector about it. Now, if we come to the other end of the spectrum, which is the parents. So what do you think would be the engagement of parents right now and also going forward when NEP is implemented and there would be a lot of new implementation, some teething troubles also would be there. And here when I talk about parents, we of course have both the sets. We have the urban parents who are informed, who are aware of the changes. And on the other hand, we also have parents in the rural sector who are right now, you know, sitting in their home relaxed, and suddenly they'll have all these new schools coming up and kids are required to be in school. So their engagement, what are your views on how they should be bought into this entire ecosystem?
See, best thing is we are into era of, technology. We are in the era of social media. And whenever the last education policy came and last national curriculum framework came before this framework what we have just seen now, नोबडी वाज नो नो जनरल पब्लिक वाज अवेयर कि कोई नई एजुकेशन पॉलिसी भी आई है या नया एजुकेशन करिकुलम फ्रेमवर्क भी आया है. व्हेन आई वाज पेरेंट, व्हेन माय चिल्ड्रन वर देयर इन द स्कूल और कॉलेजेस, आई वाज नॉट अवेयर. दो आई वाज इन द एजुकेशन प्रोफेशन, व्हेन माय आई वाज इन द स्कूल, माय पेरेंट्स वर नॉट अवेयर कि कोई एजुकेशन पॉलिसी नई आई है. बट टुडे एवरी पेरेंट नोज दिस न्यू एजुकेशन पॉलिसी हैज कम आउट. दिस इज सो 50% ऑफ द जॉब इज डन बाय द स्प्रेडिंग अवेयरनेस थ्रू सोशल मीडिया, बाय लैक्स ऑफ वेबिनार सेमिनार्स एंड मेनी 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 इवेंट्स आर हैपनिंग फॉर इम्प्लीमेंटिंग दिस नेशनल एजुकेशन पॉलिसी. And best thing is our Prime Minister is so vocal about anything. So he himself during the pandemic announced this policy. Basically, now the parent is very aware. Today's parent is very aware. Today's parent is very technology heavy. They themselves come forward and ask them, sir, वो नई एजुकेशन पॉलिसी कब से इम्प्लीमेंट हो रही है, उसमें क्या होने वाला है. So this is the kind of awareness is already spreaded in the society. Today's parent knows at least in the cities, whether it is a metro or A grade city or B grade city or C grade city, every parent knows that now the new education policy will come into effect from the next year. If we talk about the rural part of the country, तो वहां हो सकता है पेरेंट्स को ना उतना पता हो, बट एवरी विलेज इज हैविंग नाउ सम एजुकेटेड पीपल एंड दे नोस. So the way it is spreading, the message is spreading in the cities, maybe it is spreading in the villages 20, 30, 50% less in the less speeds. So I think today's parent is aware, one thing. Second thing, pandemic has done some good job also. See, during the pandemic, the education of the children happened just because we collaborated parents and parents supported us. So we used parent as facilitator. What I said कि हम गांव में facilitator की तरह से teachers को use करेंगे. But during the pandemic, during the digital classes or online classes, Zoom classes, whatever classes we can say, the mother was sitting just with the child and they are working as facilitator. Whatever we were teaching online, our teachers were teaching online. The parents were supporting and they were helping children to do those activities. So parent and teachers come closer during the pandemic. So now the challenge bringing parents close to the school to implement NEP, this is also reduced just because of pandemic. Parent has come closer to the school. This is the good thing what has come out of the pandemic. I think the parents are also supporting, and I believe in cities it will implement very fast, quick, and in villages it will take some time. In progressive schools and what you say, KB or other this kind of schools, it will be implemented very fast. But in rural area and budget private schools and in underprivileged section of the society, it will take some time to move.
So, what would be your message for the parents? If there are some parents who are listening, who listen to our podcast, what would be your message to them for their children's education, whether they are in foundational years or within the any other sphere of K-12? What would be your message for them?
See, I just wanted to say, see, my parents were not educated. My mother never went to school. My father hardly did his primary education. But I am a research scholar. I did my higher education in physics. This is the thought of my parents. Nothing, it is nothing to do with me. This is everything is done by my parents. दे विजुलाइज, ठीक है, हम लोगों को माहौल नहीं मिला, वो प्रिविलेज नहीं मिली, बिकॉज दे वर बिफोर इंडिपेंडेंस पॉपुलेशन जनरेशन. तो इंडिपेंडेंस से पहले वाली जनरेशन को बहुत सारे चैलेंजेस देखने पड़े जो हम लोगों को नहीं देखने पड़े. जो हम लोगों ने चैलेंज देखे हैं वो आप लोगों को नहीं देखने पड़ रहे हैं। तो बेसिकली थिंग्स आर गोइंग वेरी फास्ट एंड इन द पॉजिटिव डायरेक्शन। व्हाट आई बिलीव, व्हाट एवर चाइल्ड वॉन्टेड टू डू, जस्ट बिकम ए गाइड ऑफ द चाइल्ड, जस्ट ऑब्जर्व, करेक्ट देम इफ दे आर डूइंग एनीथिंग रॉन्ग, जस्ट गाइड देम एंड विजुअलाइज व्हाट इन व्हाट डायरेक्शन द चाइल्ड विल एक्सेल। Don't force them to become doctor or engineer or an IAS officer. If they wanted to become a footballer, allow them to play the football. If they wanted to become a cricketer, allow them to play the cricket. If they wanted to become a scientist, allow them to study science. If don't force the children for anything. I studied science. My children, both the children studied commerce. And my daughter went to United Kingdom for higher education in the early childhood education. So this is their interest basically. Mm-hmm. So whatever field they are interested in, they will excel in that field. अगर सचिन तेंदुलकर के फादर ने उसको कहा होता कि बेटा नहीं तुम्हें इंजीनियर ही बनना है, तो क्या इस दुनिया को सचिन तेंदुलकर जैसा प्लेयर मिलता?
Yes. That's a very, very important message, and all parents, including myself, we have these prejudices कि बच्चे को यही करना चाहिए या जो हमने किया वैसे करना चाहिए या जो हमें लगता है अच्छा है वो करना चाहिए. But of course, it's very obvious. Although it is obvious, we all miss it. So your message reiterates the fact that let the child shine in whatever he or she is good at. So thanks for sharing that message, sir. And I see the passion that you have for education. And today you shared that has been inculcated by your parents, although they were not educated, but they were the ones who put the seeds of love for learning in your
life. Yes, yes.
And I would like to know at this point, sir, what drives you, or what is your passion when it comes to education? What drives you every morning to come and work in the field of education despite all the challenges, and what is the good motivation factor for
you? I have seen in the importance of education in my life, so because I have seen both of pictures. One, no education in my home, and the educated family now. So the kind of opportunity you can avail if you are educated, the kind of respect you will have in the society when you are educated, the kind of environment you can create it in your family, the kind of social work you can do. See, spreading education is again a social work.
Right.
See, I am not working to make the money. It is done. I have done my part. Now this is the role of my children. They have to do, because they are young. They have to build their own career. They have to take this business to any level, whatever they believe in or what they have visualized. Now my role is what I normally meet people, I normally meet parents. I travel each and every branch of mine across the country once in a year. And I just to meet the parents. And I just wanted to meet the parents to say them, please allow the children what they wanted to do. But you need to keep the eye. ऐसा नहीं कि बच्चे जो कर रहे हैं वो ठीक ही कर रहे हैं. बच्चे तो बच्चे हैं, उनको सही गलत तो बताना हमारे काम है. तो वी नीड टू क्रिएट एन एनवायरनमेंट वेयर चाइल्ड कैन कम फॉरवर्ड एंड स्पीक, वेयर चाइल्ड डजंट फियर टू स्पीक टू द पेरेंट कि मैं अगर पापा से बात करनी है तो कैसे बात करूं मैं. तो वो माहौल घर में क्रिएट करना, इट इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इन टूडेज एनवायरमेंट टू गिव ए चाइल्ड फ्रेंडली एनवायरमेंट सो दैट दे कैन कम आउट विद देयर थॉट्स, दे आर कम आउट व्हाट दे वांटेड टू डू, एंड फ्रेंडली एनवायरमेंट, नॉन फ्रेंडशिप. सी देयर इज वेरी बिग डिफरेंस.
Yeah, minor.
Yeah, there is very, very minor difference, but the results are very, you know, drastic. Mm. Yeah, because if you are friend of your child, then you cannot ask him or her to do anything what you wanted.
Yeah, you can't discipline them.
You can't discipline. Yeah. So you should not be friendly with the child up to a certain age.
Mm.
But you have to create friendly environment from the day one in your family. So I just wanted to see it in the society, there is a big gap. Even today, in the educated families also, in the, you know, families where the father is a, you know, engineer or doctor or entrepreneur or whatever, but वो अपने बच्चों को भी अपने profession में ही डालना चाहते हैं. When I ask my children to join my profession, I just ask them whether you are interested to join or not. If you have interest, you come with me. If you don't have interest, you do whatever you wanted to do. Don't force children. First thing. Second thing, don't prepare children for the job.
Hmm.
Make them entrepreneur. Ask them to do whatever they wanted to do in the field of, you know, job creation. Let them try, let them fail, let them learn and come again. So failure से बच्चों को सिखाना कि failure से डरना नहीं है. हम parents ही बच्चों को डराते हैं. Don't force ask them to come out with 99% marks in the grade 10 or 12. मेरे time पे तो 60% आ जाते थे, तो वो बहुत ही होशियार बच्चा माना जाता था.
Right, yeah.
तो ये सब चीजें जो parents को करनी चाहिए, अभी भी ये this is a big challenge in the society. Majority of the parents are not doing this. This is required. Then only the country will become developed country. Khali infrastructure se developed country nahi banega. Developed country ke liye aapka thought process bhi develop hona bahut zaruri hai. Aur wo thought process hamare jaise logo se jo parents hain, ya aap jaise young parents se, ya aap jo mere bacche hain wo parent banenge, to thought process parents se bachcho tak jayega. Bachcho ko independence milegi apna kaam अपने तरीके से करने की अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ द पेरेंट्स, देन ओनली द सोसाइटी विल चेंज.
राइट, दैट्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट मैसेज. वी हैव द पॉलिसी, वी हैव द फ्रेमवर्क वेयर इन इट वुड बी इम्प्लीमेंटेड, बट थॉट प्रोसेस जब तक अपडेट नहीं होगा. एंड I, as a parent, I always say that we are at a very, very difficult time also, because there is so much of exposure to all everything. Information is available and all resources are available at the touch of a button. But also, you know, along with it, there are a lot of dangers of children going astray. So aap jaise aapne kaha ki bachcho ko freedom do, lekin keep an eye, because wo their analytical skills are still not developed. They can't differentiate between right and wrong. So freedom do, lekin involvement rakho, keep an eye on them so that, you know, वो गलत direction में ना जाएं. So it's a very fine balance, minute difference, but you know that parental engagement is very important, right? So thanks for bringing that up, sir. And there are several other aspects that, you know, I would like to discuss with you based on your deep involvement in this field for so many years, but I think we can schedule another session for that. Today we discussed a lot of important aspects of early childhood education, right from trainers, use of technology, use of other resources of in regional language, and also the parent engagement. Finish the discussion, sir. Any message you would like to share with the students themselves? Of course, the foundational year students may be too young for that, but students in other levels of K-12, what would be your message with them as a parent and as an educationist?
See, for children, I just wanted to say, this is the period which will never come back, because the time till grade 12 is very, very important for you people, because whatever the you know, habits you will develop, whatever the learning you will have, it will decide your fate in the future, basically. So utilize it. you should decide at the grade 8, 9th only in which direction you wanted to go, and accordingly you should communicate with your parent and your school so that they can give you environment to excel in that particular field. So I just wanted to say, do whatever you wanted to do, but before you decide, you should think, discuss and research about the that profession. Take help of your parent, take help of your teacher, your school, your colleague, or even the industry people, if anybody in the circle, and do whatever you wanted to become entrepreneur. And I tell you why entrepreneur. When I come out of the university education, at my time it was not so difficult to find out a government job. After studying physics, I could become the scientist in any government organization. I could go for the teaching job, but I have never applied for a job. Because why? Because I don't want my children to again find out a job. I just wanted to create an ecosystem where my children can, if they wanted to join, can come forward and take forward my business what I am in today. So become job creator and not job seeker. One thing. Second thing, ये करके आप अपनी अगली generation के लिए काम आसान कर रहे हैं. Parents को मैं ये कहूँगा कि वो अपने बच्चों को smartly support करें, guide करें और उनको टोका टाकी कम करें.
Yes, very important message. और आपने एक और बात बोली सर students के लिए कि learning के लिए बहुत अच्छा time है, but उसके साथ साथ आपने एक और बात बोली habit formation, habits बनाइए अपना. So I think that is also a key. We generally focus on learning, you know, especially the metros, the big cities, there is a lot of focus on learning and marks and assessments, but habits, this is a time where the habits are being formed.
Yes.
उस पर भी ध्यान देना बहुत जरूरी है. दैट्स अ वेरी की मैसेज. राइट. सो एज आई सेड सेवरल अदर पॉइंट्स टू डिस्कस सर, बट आई थिंक वी हैव ऑलरेडी हैड अ वेरी गुड डिस्कशन. थैंक्स अ लॉट सर फॉर योर टाइम, शेयरिंग योर इनसाइट्स, ऑफरिंग योर नॉलेज टू अदर एजुकेटर्स, ऑफ योर ऑफर फॉर कोलैबोरेशन. ऑल ऑफ दीज आर डेफिनेटली the steps which are very much required in making this NEP implementation successful, and your messages for parents and students are also very valuable. So thanks for sharing, thanks for giving us your time, sir.
Thank you so much, Gavleen, for inviting me on your podcast. It is a privilege, and I don't want to miss any platform where I can share what I have learned throughout my life in the, you know, education sector and in the personal field also. So this is again one platform what you extended me to you know, speak about what I have learned. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you, sir.